You were holding daf pei aleph omed aleph by the two dafs. Again, so last gemara we had was that the shaila was that the Medrash Ksuba says that as soon as a wife, when a husband dies and she has a right to get married to somebody else, that's the time when she has the right to collect the Ksuba. And again, according to Beis Shammai, we said kolayim ed ligbris, it's kogavu dami, it was considered like she collected a Ksuba as soon as her husband died. And then the gemara says shaila, even in the case where the husband died without children and there was a brother alive, there's a mitzvah yibum, the chura then she can't get married to anybody else because she's like a yivam l'shuk. So the chura, it's not called time for to collect the ksuba yet. The gemara of Leah Teretz was no, that a yavam is also called karkadami. That lamaisa, when her first husband died, lamaisa now she really she has a heter to get married to somebody else. True, there's a mitzvah yibum involved. So it says to get married to the Yavam, or else to get Chalitza. But it's also considered that she could get married to somebody else, therefore it is a time to collect the Ksuba. Now the Gemara asks the Kashi, is that true? Sholach le Rav li Abaya, Rav sent a question to Abaya. Piyad Rav Shemaya Baziri, in the hands of Rav Shemaya Baziri. Uminitnu Ksuba Ligvas Mechayim, is it true in such a case, where when a husband died, and Lamaisa, there's a brother alive, that there's a mitzvah yibum, still it's called now that she has a right to collect the ksuba, it's called like she has a heter to get married to an achar, to the yavam, is that true? The Yatani will learn like this. Rabbi Abba Omer, Rabbi Abba says, Sha'alti yesumchas, ayah sumchas the shailom, that what about her roitza sheyimcha benichsei ochiv? Ketza duoisa. Again, in the case where one brother dies without children, there's a mitzvah yibum, and now the second brother is miyavim his wife. The halacha is that all the nechasim that belong to the first brother is meshubit to for haksuba, and he's not allowed to sell them. What about now if the yavam, the new husband, wants to be able to sell his brother's property? What can he do? So her rights are sheyimcha benichsei ochiv. His kates are away, so what can he do? In koyinu, if the brothers are kahanim, so therefore he can't give his wife a get now, because he won't be able to remarry her. So the eitzer is, in koyinu, yaseh suda, let him make a nice party, for yafayis, let him like a pizza, that she should give him permission to sell the property. In other words, more than the ksuba is worth. Let's say the ksuba is $200. So true, $200 I'll leave over from the nechosim. But more than that, I want to have permission to sell it. So that's Yaitza. Ask her to give you permission, and if she says okay, then you're allowed to sell it. What about in Yisrael? Let's say the brothers are only Yisrael. So the locker is there. Then he says, the Yaitza is, Megarish beget, let him give, after he was miyavim, his brother, his sister-in-law, let him give her a get. And he'll pay her up the ksuba. And the yachzer, and then he'll remarry her again. And when he remarries her again, the ksuba is on the first nechosim. So then the pshat, all the brothers nechosim, is not meshubah for the ksuba anymore. So the kids of the second brother wants to be able to sell his brother's nechosim after he died. The yetzer is to get rid of the ksuba, like first pay up the ksuba, give your wife a get, give her a get, and pay her up, and then remarry her. And when you remarry her, then all your nechosim are not meshubah for ksuba. This we'll see later on in the Masechta Mu'ah. That you can't sell the nechosim, as only in the case of the yavam, where the second brother is yashling his brother's nechosim, we say he's not allowed to sell any of his property because it's all meshubit for her ksuba. But once you give her a get and you paid up the ksuba, now if you remarry her, the nuchi of ksuba is like a normal ksuba that avad the husband is allowed to sell his property. So that's the eitzah, how you can do to be able to sell your brother's property. Now the kasher is, v'isakodaitin, if you hold that nitnu ksuba ligvois mechayim, that even before the brothers miyavim her, as soon as the first brother dies, it's considered that she has a right then to collect the ksuba. It's called that she has a heter to get married to an acher, and it's a time for the collect the ksuba. Is lechura the yetsa is niyachad lo shir ksuba. Let him right then before his miyavma, let him set aside a shir, the amount of money for the ksuba, and it'll be considered like she accepted it, she received it already. So therefore, the rest of the nechosim he should be allowed to sell. So why does Rav Abba have to say the only yetsar is either to mafayis or else to give her a get? There's a poshut eitzah. It's what you see from Rababa, not like what you're saying. For Yashar, Lizvan, and the rest of the Nechosim, let him be able to sell. Sumara says, no, that's not a kasha. All the time, even according to your time. That you want to say that Lodnit Niksub Ligvis Mechayim, no. That Kol Zaman, the Yavim is alive, there's another brother, there's a mitzvah Yibum. It's not considered that she's called Mutal to get married to somebody else. So it didn't come the time for it to collect ksuva. Even according to you, still have a kasha. For lois from Mevas Nisin, which is only a kasha and a baba from Al Mishnah. Al Mishnah says, lo yoy malo. You should not tell your wife, Harek suba sechem anachas l'chal ha-shuchan, that your money I put set aside on the table for you. You shouldn't say that. Elakol nechasav achron l'ksubosa. But rather, all your money should be set aside for the ksuba, all your nechasim yon achron for the ksuba. So chorus, like from the Mishnah, the Kashan Rababa, here it says what? You're not supposed to, you should not sell your rest of your nechasim. Marsh, more than nechasim, I'm a shubas for the ksuba. There's no way out that you should be allowed to sell the nechasim, and before Rabab and the Brisa gives you a way out, to be able to sell your nechasim, be mafayasa. So Gemara says, no, din of our Mishnah that tell you, hosan eitza toivu kamashmon. Our Mishnah is only saying good advice, well, in order that the wife should not lose out of ksuba. The good advice is not just to set aside money for the ksuba, but rather let all the money, all his nechasim be achroi, the shubat for the ksuba. Gemara says, divo te mochi, because if you're not going to say like that, safe at the end of the Mishnah Diktoni. V'chein lo yemer odim liyishtoi. Harek suba secho munechas locho ala shuchon. Person should not say to his wife, here is the money I'm leaving on the table. The amount of money you need for your ksuba, you shouldn't say that. Elo rather, kol nechos of achron l'ksuba tishtoi. But rather, all the property of the husband should be meshubat for the ksuba. So, you want to tell me, I boiler lezvuni achonamid l'motzi mezavin? If so, it comes out that the husband's all his property, like his meshubit, for his wife's ksuba. So it should come out that every husband is not allowed to sell any of his property. All his property, l'chur, has to be set aside for his wife's ksuba. And we know it's not that way. The husband has a right to sell his property. So what do you have to say? Elo eitzatevah kamashvalon. That Avada, the end of the Mishnah, is only saying good advice. It's an eitzatevah. It's not a din that you have to do it that way. It's only good advice. So I tell you, Yochinam, in the Reisha also, eitzatevah kamashvalon. It's only an eitzatevah. Elo bo to Rababa Kasha, Chorza Kasha and Rababa. According to Rababa, why does he say the Eitzer is? You have to give your wife a get. Like, what's so good about that? If you want to do something ready, the better Eitzer would have been is to set aside money for her ksuba. And since you tell me now, so I'm at Lig Voice, it should be considered like she collected the money already. So why do you Badafka have to give her a get for? So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you the Rababa Nami Lakasha. Could be there's no Kasha in Rababa Rida. And the reason why he doesn't say just to set aside money for her ksuba, even though he holds that as soon as the husband dies, even though there's a yibum, there's a yavum involved, still it's called nitna ligvois. And the reason why he doesn't say this is, I'll tell you, mishum eva, he doesn't want her to come to hate a husband. Because if the money is here on the table, set aside, ready for the ksuba, she thinks like, he doesn't like me, look, he wants to give me the getter ready. She'll always think that way. So if the money to be on hand, ready for the ksuba, that's not a good etza. That's something that will only cause her to hate a husband. So that's what Rababa says, the better way out is give her a get, and then remarry her. Sure, will hurt for one day. Well, Rashi says she'll get over it though. Later in the day or two, she'll realize that the reason why you did it is because she wanted to do business deals with the property, want to be able to sell it. So she'll forgive you, and then everything will be alright. But it's time to say a better answer is not to give a get and just to leave the money set aside always for the ksuba, the money is always on hand. That would cause Eva, that would cause the wife to like hate her husband. And now the Gemara says, Uhu Gavra, there was a man, the Nofno Le Yavoma Bapumpadisa. In other words, his brother was living in Pumpadisa, far away from him, and his brother died without children, so now the wife falls Liyibam. And we're talking about now the brother here is the oldest brother, and the mitzvah is Begodol, the oldest brother, he's supposed to be Miyabno. Now what happened was, Boy Achvo Lemislo Lo Begita Mine. The younger brother wanted to go fast and give her a get. The locha is, if one of the brothers gives the Yavoma a get, Midirabonan is considered like Halitza, that now you're not allowed to make Yibam anymore, you can't go and marry her. What do you want to do it for? So Amalei, the older brother, said to him, "My daitchot, like, what's your reasoning? How come you want to do this? Mishum nichsei, because you're afraid that if I'm going to make yibum, the locher is the brother that's miyabim, his sister-in-law, he yashins all the nechosim of the mace. When the brother that died, all his property goes over to the one that's going to be miyabim, marry his wife. So therefore, the younger brother did not want that to happen, because if he does not make yibum, if there's only chalitza." Then the halacha is that all the brothers yashin equally the brother nichsei hameis. So then even the younger brother would also get something. So since the younger brother wanted to get some of the nechosim, that's what he did. He wanted to give the yavama get to stop the older one from making yibum. So the older one said, no, don't give her a get. You should know rather, ano benichsei paligna lecho. let me go be miyabimha, and after I make yibum, you should know, I'll give you half, I'll give you a present, I'll give you half of the nechasim, I'll give to you. That's the story. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, that kivon the Yom Rabbonin, since the Rabbonin said, that lelizvon, that the yavim, when you make yibum, you're not allowed to sell any of the nechasim, of the nechasim meis, but rather all the nechasim, all this property is meshub, but it's supposed to be set aside. To pay up haksuba, so therefore, Alpha God dissolve and we have his vina zvini. Even if the yavam goes and sells it, you should know it's not chal, it doesn't take place. So here also, the younger brother does not have a right to get half that the older brother like promised him, because he has no right to give away from the nechasim of the mace. To Tanya, because we learned, mi shemes, if a man died, veniach shemeres yavam, and left his wife over, and there's a brother alive, shemeres yavam, veniach nechasim b'meya mona. And the brother that died left over property worth 100 mana. Afal pi shek subosa einu ela mana. Even though the ksuba is only 1 mana, says mamash 100 times nechasim more than the ksuba, still the lachar is the yavim that's miyabim ha, the brother that marries her now is lo yimchor. He's not allowed to sell any of this property. Why? Shekol nechasa v'achroi neksubosa. Because all the property is meshubid achroi for ksuba. So since the Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to sell it, therefore this Mechir is not Chal. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye said back, is that true? For Chol Heichud Yom Rabbanan Le Lizvan, whenever the Rabbanan said not to sell something, you want to tell me it goes so far that Alpha Gav Dizov and Lehebi Zvini Zvini? That even if you go and do sell it, still it's not Chal? You want to tell me so far? For your Tanan, we learned like this. Beishamai Omrim Timchor, in our Mishnah. Beishamai says you're allowed to sell the Nechosim in a case where your wife, she's allowed to sell the nechosim. That was the first mission of the perek. That Venisha receives nechosim. So if she got it before she had erusin, then the both money she's allowed to sell it. But Mishnah says if she received the property after she had erusin, then Beishamai says she's allowed to sell it. But Beisilus says lo timcha, she's not allowed to sell it. And still we say elu beelu moedim. Mishnah says she mocher v'nos nakayim, that if she does sell it, it is a good sale. Even though according to Beisilus, you see, not allowed to sell it. That's the kasha. The Tanam, we learned in the first Mishnah, Beishama Yermim Timcher, where she received the Nechosim after Erisin, still she's allowed to sell it. Well, Beisilu Loimrim Loi Timcher, no, she's not allowed to sell it. But Elu V'Elu Moedim, they both agree, Beisilu and Beishamai, Shemokhra V'Nos Mekayim, that if she does sell and give it for a present, it is Chal. So you see, even though you're not supposed to do it, but yeah, if you do it, it is Chal. So that's a bias kasha to Rabbi Yosef. Now the Gemara says, Shochu l'kayim with Rabbi Chanina b'papi. In other words, they asked this Shaila, the same Shaila in this case, what's the locha? They asked it to Rabbi Chanina b'papi, and Shochu, he answered back to Rabbi Yosef. He answered back like Rabbi Yosef said, it says, no, the sale is not chal, that the younger brother does not get anything here. Since the Rabbanan said not to sell it, nothing is chal. Omer Abayis, Abayis said, Otu Rabbi Chanina b'papi, kipa tolila. So Rashi says, kipa means like jewelry. Like rings, Rashi's Nezomim, like rings, Kleima. But Ma Yofa Danoah says Dvorov, Humatam Nosim Bokashashachu. Like, what are you saying more? I know Rabbi Yosef said this. So, what are you answering, man, now saying that Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi also said like that? Like, why is he any better than Rabbi Yosef? Like, Abai is saying, still I argue on him. So, then the Gemara said that Shachu Lakai made the Rab Minyumi, Bread the Rab Nechumi. That they sent the same question in front of Rabbi Minyumi. And Shachu, he answered back at the Abaya. The Abaya said that no, that the sale is good. The younger brother has the right to get half. V'yomah bo Rav Yosef taimachrina shochuli. And if Rav Yosef could answer himself and say a reason, the chulak means Abaya is good from the Mishnah. If Rav Yosef could say a difference between the Mishnah, let me know. But at this, the chulak yells like Abaya, that the sale is chal. Tumor says, yes, that Norfolk Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef went out now. Dok, he looked, v'yashkech, and he found the proof to himself to say that no, the mechira, the sale is no good. The Tanya will learn like this. Harei shehoyenoyshe bi'ochiv. In other words, one brother lent his brother money, and the Reuven had a right to collect money from his brother Shimon. Shehoyenoyshe bi'ochiv. He was like going to collect money from his brother who mates, and Reuven, the one that lent the money, died. V'aniach shemeres yavim. And he left over his wife without children. Now the other brother now that's supposed to pay the money is a yavim. Is lo yomer, we should not say hoyo v'shani yorish. Since I'm going to make yibum now, I'm going to yashu all my brother's money. Therefore, hechzakti l'chura, the money that I owe my brother, I might as well keep. I don't have to give it to him because I'm going to get all his yerusha anyway. You shouldn't say that. but rather what we do here is elamoytziyin miyavim. First, before they make yibum, we take away the money that the oldest brother that died. We take that money, and the yikach bem karkin. We have to buy karkin with it. Now, when he's miyavim and yashins, vu oicha peris, that all he has to do is he only has the right to eat the peris. But with this money, they have to buy karka. So, like you see, the yavim doesn't have even the evid, he can't sell it. Because if the evid, he can't sell it, so if the evid, he has it ready by himself, let him keep it. So, we see, even with the evid, even if he doesn't, it's no good, the sale is no good at all, he can't keep it at all. So therefore, here, we mamish take the money away from him and make it, put it aside to buy karka with it. So, you see, even if he does sell it, nothing doing. So, Amalei Abaya said back, there is no proof. Dilma the Tovalei Avdalei. Adrab, we do something what's good for him. The Rashi says that karka property stays for you a long time rather than just having the money that you could spend and lose. So maybe after we tell him to take the money and buy karka, maybe it's only something good for him. It's an eitzah type of good advice. But maybe in a case where he would sell it, maybe the sale does take place. Omalei, so he said back to him, Tono Toni Moitzian. No, it says clearly we take the money away from him. V'yartor mata de tovalei avdilei. And you, Abaya, want to say, all it means to say is it's a good eitzah type, it's good advice? So Mashmi, even if he doesn't want to do this advice, still we force him to do it. So how could you say it's only good advice? So Gemara says, Hoda shochul kaime de Rav Minyumi, bre de Rav Nechumi. They again ask the same question to Rav Minyumi, bre de Rav Nechumi. Omelu, he answered back, that hochi yomer Rav Yosef ba Minyumi. This is the way Rav Yosef said. Again, the what? That the younger brother gets nothing, the sale does not take place. Omar Rav Nachman said, "Zu ain't a Mishnah." No, he's wrong. That's not halacha. And Rashi says, "Lo nishnish Mishnah zu beis medrash." His learning was never learned in the beis medrash. Lo samchin and a lot of media, they can't rely on it at all. My timer, what's the reason why? Ilaim, if you want to tell me, mishum dehevi lo metaltli. We're only talking about now utensils. Metaltli means things that can move around, not property. Or metaltli l'ksuba lo mishabdi, and metaltli bechlal is not mishubit for the ksuba. So in other words, this last mishnah that you brought me a raya, haray shoyin noisha biyachib, and one brother owed the other brother money, that kid, that's something wrong with that mishnah. Because it's talking about money, and money anyway is not mishubit for the ksuba. So how could you say we take away the money for the ksuba? Gemara says, what's so shrewd about that? Dilma maybe Rabbi Mehi, maybe this mishnah goes according to Rabbi Mehi Shita. The yom of Rabbi Mehi holds, metaltli mishabit le ksuba, yes, metaltli is mishubit for ksuba. So what's so, there's no kasha in the mishnah then? But the Gemara says, no, the question is like this. V'yelo mishum diyom alo, at lav balas devorim de diyat. Because the Chur, the brother, has a right to say to her, you're not my baldover, I didn't take the money from you, I don't owe you the money, I'm not going to give the money to you. The brother that's alive has a right to say, I owe the money to my brother. He's dead now, I don't have to pay it to you. The Gemara says, no, that's not such a bikasha. You can't say the mishnah's wrong because of that. Dilma Rabbi Nosni, maybe goes according to Rabbi Nosni Shita. Tatani, we learned like this, Rabbi Nosson Oimer. Mina yina noisa vechaveru mona. How do we know if you lend somebody, if somebody owes you money? Vechaveru vechaveru, and somebody else owes your friend money. Like Reuben owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Yehuda. Mina yin shemoitzi mizeh venoisin lozeh. How do you know that Yehuda has a right to go directly to Reuben and get the money away from Reuben? Like Reuben owes it to Shimon, and Shimon owes it to Yehuda. So Yehuda goes directly to the first one and says, pay me the money. How do we know this? That's called Shibudu the Reb Nosin. Talmud Loima, this the Pasuk says, V'nosan l'asher osham loy. You have to pay the money to the one that deserves it. Doesn't say the one you took it from. It says the one that deserves it. Means even though you took it from somebody, but he owes to somebody else, the other person has the right to collect it from you, because that's where the money should end up. That's who deserves the money. That's called Shibudu the Reb Nosin. So therefore, the wife, like, she has the right to get the money here. Because she says like this, you owe my husband the mace, you owed him money. And my husband owes me the money for the ksuba. So therefore, she has the right, the record, to collect the money from you. So you can't tell her, lav bal devorim de diyat, I didn't lend the money from you, I lent it to your husband. And now that he died, my brother, I don't want to pay him. You can't say that. Because she has the right to collect it, al shibud de Reb Nosin. Smell, everything is still good over here then. That the money has to be collected and you have to buy karka. So what's wrong with this mishnah? The Chur, it's still a good proof to Rabbi Yosef that even if the brother wants to sell it, then he does sell it, nothing doing. It's not chal at all. Tumor says, Elo, the kash was, Layashke chon tano de machma trei chumri b'ksuba. We don't find a tano that gives two chumris at one time in Hilkos ksuba. Then Rashi explains, because since ksuba is only with the Rabbanan, so we don't find one tano will hold two chumris here. What are they? Elo the Gemara says, Iker Rav Meir, either you tell me hold like Rav Meir Shita that true metaltalim, moving objects, also could be collected for the ksuba, is also mashuba to the ksuba. That's one chumra. Okay, I could hold that alone. But, or else, oi, Kareb Nosin. Or else, I could hold Shibuddha to Reb Nosin. That's true, one or the other. But here you want to say this mission holds both of them together. That's what's Akasha. This mission has to hold from Shibuddha to Reb Nosin, that she has a right to collect from the Yavam. Because the Yavam owed the husband, and the husband owes her, she could collect from the Yavam. That's one chumra. And also, you want to tell me she could even collect metaltalim, which is only according to Rav Meir Shita. That's the Chiddush over here. Usually we don't find the Hilchus Ksuba with the Rabbanin, these two Chumras. That's why I didn't like this proof to Rav Yosef. So my Rav says, Imkein, if so, Hainu de Shemini Leil Abaya. This is what I heard from Abaya, the Yoma that it says, Zuhayn Mishnah. Flo Yadana Maya, didn't know what he meant. Now we understand what he meant. Whereas this Mishnah is a Kasha and Abaya. But Abaya said, no, it's not a Kasha and me, because that Mishnah is not a Mishnah. Why isn't it a Mishnah, like we just said? Because the Mishnah is wrong, because you don't have a Mishnah that says two chumras in Hilchos Ksuba. Either you hold like Rav Meir, and then you don't hold like Rav Nosson. Or else you hold like Rav Nosson, Shibud the Rav Nosson, you don't hold like Rav Meir. But all from both chumras, Rav Nosson and Rav Meir, that's like a Chiddush. Therefore, we say this Mishnah is a mistake, something's wrong. That's why Abai said there's no Raya from this Mishnah. Yeah, then the Gemara says, who Gavra, there was a person again, to Noflo Le Yevomo B'Mosom Achsia. That he was living over here, this brother, and his other brother died that was living in Mosom Achsia. And now his wife is a Yevama. So he, and he was the oldest brother, so he was supposed to go be Miyabimah. Now, Boy Yachva Lemifsala Vigito Minei. The younger brother, like we had before, wanted to fast go give her a get. That Midrabbonon is like Chalitza, that the older brother cannot be Miyabimah now, and therefore the older brother would not Yarshin take over all the Nichse Hameis. Is Amalei, so the older brother said to the younger brother, my daitcha, what do you think? If because you don't want me to make yibum, because you don't want me to take over all the property of my brother, but rather you wanted to split it equally, I'll tell you, I'll give you half of the property, don't worry. Even if I'll be miyabma marrier, you should know I'll give you half of the property. So Amalei, so the brother said back to the older brother, Mistafino, I'm afraid, that you're going to do to me the same way they did in Pumbedisa. Ramoy, like the trickery, the trickery people in Pumbedisa. Like before, they told him, the older brother told the younger brother, the mice we had before is, I'll give you half of the property. And when it became later, the Rabbana Paskin there, that nothing doing, that you can't sell the property of your brother. So that's why the younger brother was afraid to listen. Is Omalei, so the older brother told him, now you should know, if you want, I'll even give you half of the property right now. Even before I'm miyabima, I'll make like a shtar to give you half of the property. Is Oma Mabaravashi. So Maravashi says, you should know, that even though when Rav Dimi came, Omri said over, that Omri Rav Yechanan, that he said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that Ho'oi Melech Averoi, somebody tells his friend, Leich O Mishoich Parizu, like I want to give you away my ox, my cow. So I tell you, go make a Mashiach, go pull my cow, make the Kenyan, but Yishna, I'm telling you, V'loi Tei Kenuyi Lechor Adiyach HaShleishim Yoyim. I only want the Kenyan to be Chalak, I only want to give you the present after 30 days. It's like I tell you now, go and make the Kenyan right now. Go make the Mashiach, go pull the cow right now. That's the Kenyan. But it should not be chal, it should not take effect until 30 days. So the Loch Rivi Yechanan says that La'achar la'mid yoyim kona. You should know at the end of 30 days, you are kona, you do own it. V'yafilu emetis bi'agam. Even if the cow now is standing in an agav like a swamp, that there's no ma'isa Mashiach, you're not being moich, you're not bringing it into your rishus, still it's called a good Kenyan. So he's saying, even according to the Shita of Rabbi Yechanan, that the Kenyan is chal, so here also l'chura. The older brother made a Kenyan right now to give away half of the property to his younger brother, even though he made the Kenyan now. And he's saying it should be chal later, so maybe you want to tell me it's good. So he said, no. Hosam b'yodai, over there when you're giving away a present to your friend, you're giving away your cow, it's up into your hands, it's in your hands to give it to him right now. You're only pushing it off for 30 days. But really, you could give it to him right now. But over here, in the case of the Yavam, lav biyodai, right now, since the brother did not make Yibum yet, the older brother, he doesn't have a right to sell the brother's property. So therefore, what he said right now, that he'll give you half, means nothing. So Mor says, I book you. So now Stam Ravin is the kasher. I book you. The Mor Stam is the kasher. I book you. See Ravin when Ravin came. I'm Reb Yechanan. He said over the name of Reb Yechanan that Loikani. No, you're not kind of the cloud. Even in the case of a matana, if you make a ma'aser mashiach now to be kind of lachar lamed yoim, he said you're not kind of. So Chur Stam is the Stephen Reb Yechanan. So Mor says, I'll like kasher. Hodi Amalei Kini Meyachshav. It depends. If the person said, make the Maisa Mashiach now, make the Kinyan right now, and at the end of 30 days, you are kinder it, Me'achshav, like Lamafreya, then it's called a good Kinyan. But if you don't use the word Me'achshav, you only want the Kinyan to take effect at the end of 30 days, from then on, Mikana Labo, that's no good. Only if you say, like at the end of the 30 days, then we consider as if it was yours the whole time. So then we bring back like the Kenyan to the Chal at the time of the Maisa Kenyan, therefore it's good. Because otherwise, you can't have the Chalois Kenyan later when the Maisa is not around anymore. Because if you only make the Maisa Mashiach now, and you want it to be coined at the end of 30 days, since at the time of the Chalois, the Kenyan is not around, it can't be Chal. So therefore, if you say Meyachshav though, so we consider that at the end of the 30 days, it's like being coined L'mafrei at the time you made the Kenyan, then it's good. But call point in our case here, since it's not biyodeh for the yavam to give it away right now, therefore pshit over it means nothing what he said. Now the Gemara says, boy iminei me'ula, the Esther Shalom from Ula. Yavam, let's say the brother made yibum, the yacha kachiluk, and then he goes and gives away half of the property to his older, other brother. Like the mice we had before. Now what's the locha? So he answered back, le'yosav le'klum, it means nothing like the pasuk before. That's the locha, once you miyabim her, so all the nichsei ameis is mishubid to the ksuba, you have no right to sell it. What about chilik? Let's like in our case over here, that first the yavim, the brother said, I'll divide it up. The yachakach yavim, and then he went ahead and made a meis yibim. Ma, what's the locha? Again, he said, also le'yosav le'klum, it means nothing. So mask of Laura Sheshe, so Sheshe has the kasha, what do you have to have like both halachas for? Hashto is, if hashto means, if you're telling me that Yavam v'yacha kachilik, in the case where you made the Maisi Yibam first, and then you made the chalukah. So at the time when you're giving away to your brother, really you own it already. Really it should be in your power to do it. Still you're telling me, lo yosav lo klum, nothing is chal, because it's mishubid for the ksuba of the Yavamon. If so, so for sure, then what do you have to tell me? Chilik. If before you make Yibam, the brother wants to divide it with his younger brother. The Yachakach Yibam, and then he first makes Yibam Yiboy, like you have to tell me, it's for sure it's no good. What are you telling me? So Gemara says, Enechnami, Shnei Maisim Hoyu. These were two different cases. Because each case happened a separate time in the Beis HaMedrash. The Gemara just says it together here. But really, if you'd hear one story, you would not have to know the other story, the other halacha. Now the Gemara says, Ki Osi Ravim, when Ravim came, Amr Rash Lakish. He said, over the name of Rash Lakish. That Bein Yavam V'yachakachilik, whether you made Yibam first, and then the brother wants to make a chalukah, divide half the property to his brother. Bein Chilik, whether first you made the chalukah, V'yachakach Yibam, and then you got had Yibam. Halacha is Le'asav Le'klum, we just got finished saying, in both cases, the Yavam, even after you make Yibam, you have no right to make a chalukah, to give away your brother's property. It's all Meshubah to the Ksuba, you can't sell it. You can't give it away. So what's the locha? The Gemara comes out, the maskoner is lo yosav lo klum. Enechnami, nothing takes effect. The yavam has no right to sell it. Here, now go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the chachamim oimrim peiros hamechuborim lekarka shaloi, that the fruits that are attached to the ground, it belongs to him, belongs to the baal. Again, when the husband died, so she's a shmeres yavam, so all this property is meshuvet for her karka. So loch is the peres hamachuborim. The Mishnah says shaloi belongs to the husband. For the more of my why for kol nechosav achroyim v'aporin l'ksuv l'ksubasa. All the property of the first husband is achroy is meshubah for ksuba. So chur, since these peres, these fruits are attached to the ground, still it's like part of the ground. So it's like part of the first husband's property. That's all meshubah for ksuba. So how can the Mishnah says shaloi belongs to him? So Rish Lakish says, Toni Shaloh, Enechnami. In the Mishnah there's a mistake, and you have to say Shaloh, that it belongs to her, not to him. Since it's Mechuba, Lakaka, attached to the ground, it's called part of the Kaka-like, and therefore it belongs to her. Alright, turn over.